Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music, more specifically rap, hip-hop, soul, and R&B from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Shout out to those of you who are watching on YouTube. You see the title. If you follow the flagship station, the 12 Kyle Podcast, you know from time to time I would do album reviews. One of the reasons why I created the Rap Soul Podcast was to do just that. I wanted to have a place where I could specifically talk about music on my podcast. And so I try to review albums that I have not done before. And there may be some that I've already done on the 12 Kyle Podcast, but you guys didn't hear it, so I may do it again. Nonetheless, we're going to review the debut major label release from none other than Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. I mean, there's a lot that I can say about this album. This is a great piece of work to start it off. This album was released February 16th, 2018 on Interscope Records. All Money In, No Money Out is his record label, with a total runtime of 65 minutes and 30 seconds. There's two bonus tracks at the end of the album. This album, obviously done by Nipsey Hussle, was a culmination of Nipsey's grind, if you will. And the thing that I thought initially when I heard it back in 2018. The first thing that came to my mind was like, this sounds different. And I couldn't put my finger on to why it sounded different, but I would later learn why it did sound different. And I'll talk about this a little later on in an episode. But yeah, Nipsey Hussle, as many of you know, grinded his way through the mixtape circuit. I think he put out like 14 different mixtapes. And he was a legend. And as many of you know, Nipsey Hussle tragically was murdered in 2019, March 31st. At the time of this recording, the day that this episode is being released, it is August 15th. And that date is special because it would have been Nipsey Hussle's 40th birthday had he lived. So first and foremost, I want to say happy birthday to Nip, or happy C-Day, as they say. Yeah, he's definitely missed. So yeah, I wanted to drop this on his birthday, and I wanted to review this album because I think it's worth being reviewed. This album really, really bangs. I mentioned it on other podcasts, and it's worth repeating. At the time Nipsey passed, I'd heard Victory Lap, and I'd heard the Crenshaw mixtape, but I wasn't familiar with all of his. I've heard songs, bits and pieces here and there. And what happened was, after he passed, I got so engulfed in his music, and he quickly became a favorite. And I think, like I tell people all the time, like some of his music is not new music, but it's new to me, because if it's a mixtape from 2006, well, you know, I was outside in 2006. I didn't get it. You know what I mean? But it's still good to hear, young Nipsey Hussle, coming out of the Crenshaw district. So yeah, let's get to it, man. Victory Lap, like I said, is 65 minutes, 30 seconds. He's got a slew of producers on here. Nipsey Hussle executive produced it. Puff Daddy, we'll get in Puff into just a second. Blaine Joseph, Steve Carlis, Fats, and I think Fats is his homeboy that got murdered. Mario Winans, Mark Sanders, Amari Johnson, Brody Brown, and a slew of others. There's a lot of producer credits on this album. Like I said, a total runtime of 65 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's including the bonus tracks, because the album goes from 1 to track 14. And then there's two bonus tracks, Double Up and Right Hand to God. So the total runtime is 65 minutes. One of the things that I like about this album is that while that, generally speaking, is a long album, it doesn't feel long, right? And it still knocks from front to back. If you heard Nipsey Hussle prior to Victory Lap coming out, you can kind of see how he got here. And I think that was one of the things that I took away from this album, was I kept saying, you know, when I was listening to it, when it came out, I was like, man, this just sounds different. And I, like I said, I'd heard the Crenshaw mixtape, had it and everything. The Crenshaw mixtape bangs from front to back. One of my favorite mixtapes of all time. And I couldn't put my finger on what or why the album, the Victory Lap album, sounded and felt the way that it did. But he had a gang of producers on here, and he got a lot of critical acclaim for this album. And I'll read you a couple of reviews. Rolling Stone said, quote, "The weight or timing doesn't matter, since this is a timeless West Coast rap album," close quote. Billboard magazine said, quote, "Victory Lap ensures his overdue status as hip hop loyalty," close quote. XXL says, quote, "Everything fans have grown to love about Nipsey is amplified on this album," close quote. And I agree 1,000%. What you love about Nipsey and the way that he rhymed on this album, the way that the subject matter that he presented on this album, I think it speaks volume as to who he was as a man and what he was trying to get across as far as his message that he was trying to convey. LA Weekly said, "This record proves why Nipsey Hussle is one of the best at what he does, and it sets him apart from other rappers in the game." Totally agree. He really did. I mean, like, Victory Lap really pushed Nipsey Hussle away from everybody else. He was he was really in his own lane, to be honest. I'll read a couple more. Hip Hop DX says, "The benchmark for quality has been set in the race to officially hit the championship." What did it say? "He's only getting revved up." And then the last one, Guardian says, "Hussle effortlessly claims his place as the prince of G-Funk New School." I don't necessarily know if it's G-Funk, but and NPR said, "Victory Lap is more than an anticipated major label release. It's a testament to the independent grind he employed to cultivate a dedicated fan base," close quote. And I agree. I mean, like, Nipsey Hussle had a huge fan base, and I think a lot of people were surprised. And it wasn't until, you know, his untimely passing that a lot of people really realized how much that dude meant to not only hip hop, but West Coast hip hop and LA more specifically. Again, Nipsey Hussle, make no bones about it, he was a member of the Rolling 60s, neighborhood Rolling 60 Crips. So, you know, he wore that with a badge of honor. But the thing that I love about this album, and I'm going to talk about it, is that he was able to give you some gems in his raps, and he never comes off preachy. And I think that's a delicate balance that you have to have, particularly when you're trying to get something out to the masses. You know, you don't want to come off as, "I'm telling you got to do this, you got to get off the corner, you got to stop gangbanging." It wasn't like that, but he wasn't promoting gangbanging either. He crafted rhymes that were so intricate that in each rhyme he had a bar or two that hooked you, and it made you think, "Damn, I never thought about it like that." And I'll get into that in just a second. As far as the statistics go, Victory Lap debuted at number 4 on the U.S. Billboard 200 charts, selling 53,000 album units. I mean, I never get into sales and all of that stuff like that, but eventually this album went certified double platinum. Obviously, his death, the album shot up the chart, excuse me. But yeah, I think this album is a timepiece. I think it allows you to step into his world. And it really doesn't matter if you had been following Nipsey since day one or if you had just gotten on the train for Victory Lap. But like I said, we're going to break down the songs. And then I'm going to tell you how many mics I would give this, and, you know, and then we'll wrap the podcast up. Okay, so the song breakdown. As I mentioned, in most songs, Nipsey's going to give you a bar that he's going to convey to you without coming off as preachy or, you know, like I told you so or anything like that. It's game. It is really and truly game. So the first track is Victory Lap, the title track to the album, with Stacey Barth on the hook. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs. I can't say it's my favorite song, but it's one of my favorite songs on the album, right? And the bar that he delivered, actually it was two bars. He says, "Circle got smaller, everybody can't go." Simplistic, but very efficient. Your circle's gonna get smaller. Everybody can't go where you're going, because everybody doesn't want to get where you're going. And everybody's not gonna do what it is that you wanna do. And then he said, "I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'm gonna make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appeared. I say it's worth it. I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you waste in the air. Fuck it, though. Y'all niggas scared." Bruh. Find your purpose or you're wasting air. Come on, man. Track two, Rap Niggas. I'll be the first to admit, when I heard this track for the first time, I didn't like it. But in fairness, what normally happens with me, and this is something weird, I talked about this before on an old episode. For some reason, when I hear a song and I initially don't like it, once I come back to it, that's usually the song that I really like. And I absolutely love this song. Love the video and everything. His rhyme scheme is different on this, because he uses the word nigga at the end of every sentence. But the last word, the next to the last word before he says nigga, is what actually rhymes. But yeah, I love that. That is like the quintessential West Coast banger. Track number three, Last Time That I Checked, featuring YG. Nipsey and YG collabed again. As many of you know, if you know, Nipsey's a Crip, YG's a Blood. Where is that YG from? I don't know. He's from another set. Shout out to YG. Nipsey said, "It's got to be love. Who run the city? It's got to be cuz. This is for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board." And I want to go back to that lyric. "It's got to be love. Who run the city? It's got to be cuz." You know, Crips call each other cuz. And I think that is so fitting, because if you saw the outpouring of love after he, you know, passed away, it was on both sides of the flag. And here's the thing, it was like that before he died. That homie Baylor, BTG for President, Open Run with BTG is his podcast, he told me, I can't remember if he said it on the podcast or we were talking on the phone, but he said Nipsey could essentially go into any hood in LA and be good and not anybody bothering. And that's saying a lot, you know, coming from the 60s. But yeah, Last Time That I Checked is a banger. I love that song. It's off to a great start. Between Victory Lap, Rap Niggas, Last Time That I Checked. Okay, track four. This is where it takes a turn. Young Nigga. And this is produced by Puff Daddy. I'll read you the bar that hooked me. "Steven Donaldson and Black Sam been on this marathon, balling since my brother used to hustle out the Vons. Couple of hundred thousand, he took a shovel to the lawn. No exaggeration for the content of my songs. When he went to dig it up, shit, 100 something gone. Molded, you can ask my moms. Had to plug in blow dryers for the ones that we could wash." And if you're familiar with Nipsey, you're familiar with that story. Nipsey once buried, he and his brother Black Sam, shout out to Black Sam, buried $250,000 in their lawn and in a safe. And when they dug up the safe, because it had been there for a while, the money was stuck together. So they had to get fans and all kinds of different things to peel the money apart without trying to tear the dollars. I mean, just imagine you got $250,000 and the money stuck together. I mean, like, that's crazy. I'll be honest, I love Nipsey's rapping this song, but this is a skip for me. And the reason why it's a skip is because of Puff. And understand, let's hear me out. I don't know why Puff was on this song. He literally and figuratively kills this song, and not in a good way. And if you guys know me, you know I'm not a fan of Puff. I mean, and that has nothing to do with, you know, his legal troubles. But like, it's almost like on this particular song, he tried to take it back to 95, and it's a Clue tape, and you're screaming all over. I mean, it's not necessary. It was just, it's out of place. Like I said, Nip's raps, I'm cool, but Puff kills this song for me. So this is a skip. If I'm in a mood, I'll listen, but this is the first skip. Track 5, Dedication with Kendrick Lamar. This is in contention for one of my favorite songs. Kendrick says, my nigga L, you do a song with Nip, K Dot, he a better Crip. I said, he a man first. You hear the words coming out of his lips about flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, yard living, given false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga. It's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we closed the gap, my nigga. Straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. I think Kendrick and Nip both delivered some great verses. Dedication. I think this song kind of shows us what could have been had Nipsey been around. I mean, like, I often think about it, like, man, what would Nipsey have done, you know, considering how Kendrick has, you know, taken and revived the West Coast. But it was flourishing when Nipsey was here. So, you know, it's I like how, you know, both, you know, Nipsey and Kendrick, while Kendrick's not in a gang or didn't grow up in a gang, I mean, obviously his neighborhood, Pyru's and Nipsey, you know, Pyru, which are Bloods, and Nipsey's, you know, like I said, rolling 60s Crips. But, you know, the thing that always impressed me about it, and I talked to Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast, shout out to Dolly, talked to him about this, how what was always impressive to me was that these cats were coming from different factions as far as the gang, and they left that street shit behind, and it was like, okay, let's go get this money. But yeah, Dedication is dope. I like the fact that they got together on this one, and I think it gives us a glimpse into what could have been, what probably should have been. Then we get to track 6, Blue Laces 2, the sequel to Blue Laces, which was on the Marathon mixtape in 2010. He hit us with this bar. They killed Dr. Sebi. He was teaching health. I fuck with Rick Ross. He's teaching wealth. Dropped out of school. I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own. I don't need your help. I ain't mad at it. I love this song. I love the first Blue Laces, but this one kind of grew on me. So again, so far, this album is rolling. Yeah, he hasn't missed. I mean, except for the song with Puff. Then track 7. So we're halfway through the album. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s,
spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shape the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes.
Hustle and Motivate, probably one of the most popular songs on this album. He says, cut from the cloth that you couldn't stretch, cut from that circle you couldn't test. Hustle and Motivate will always go hard for everybody who listens to Nipsey Hussle. I mean, that's exactly what he did. He hustled and he motivated. And he was a visionary. Nipsey Hussle was a visionary. He was someone who talked it and he lived it too. And I had nothing but the utmost respect for him for that. Track 8, Status Symbol 3, which is the third edition featuring Buddy. I love the hook. I love the hook. I love the video. He said, block for me, black man. They're trying to stretch us. And I think that's interesting because, like, you know, a lot of times, particularly when you're in a struggle, you don't really think about trying to get help from others. And I think in this verse, he's trying to tell you, like, hey, if we can come together, we're going to be fine. You know, we're going to be good if we come together. Track 9, Sucker Proof, featuring Jay Black and Conscience. I like this one too. I love this beat. This actually sounds like a song that was probably could have made a mixtape, but I like the fact that he put this in here because a lot of times when you're, particularly if you're on the mixtape circuit, you know, you're putting everything together. I think in this one, Nipsey didn't try to, he wasn't afraid to take chances. And I think you're taking a chance by this song. Like I said, it sounds like a mixtape song, but I love this song. He said, look, I don't give a fuck how you niggas feel. I could tell the fake. I could tell the real. Got a purple heart in the out in the battlefield. Now watch me levitate to 100 mil. Hey, man, listen, if Nipsey was here, I don't have any doubt in my mind that he would have levitated to 100 mil. Track 10, Keys to the City, featuring T Flea. I think that's how you pronounce his name. This one's okay. It's not a skip for me, but I'm more of a fan of, because this is Keys to the City 2. Keys to the City came out before on another mixtape. I think it was, what was it, a marathon? Yeah, so I mean, like, that's my joint. So, yeah. It, like I said, it's not a skip, but I just don't think it's as good as, I don't think it's as good as the others. But that was the marathon mixtape where Keys to the City was on the original. Then we get to track 11, Grinding All My Life. Man, listen. If there's an anthem from Nipsey Hussle on the Victory Lap album, this is the anthem. Grinding All My Life. All my life. I mean, like, it is so simplistic, but it is so key. He said, Tiny Cobby, that's my lope. Young Supreme, what's up? Ain't we traveling around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you go off on whoever hustle seemed to rush? Las Vegas, strip pop, yeah, you cream them punks. After all that looking tough, all they seen was stumps. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. And if you read the Nipsey Hussle book, which I've read, and I'm probably going to do an episode on that as well. There was a situation where they went to a club in Vegas and Nipsey said, you know, they had the VIP section, 50 Cent, Mayweather was in there with them. And some dudes walked up on it. I mean, Nipsey didn't know who the guys were, but he said the guys are kind of ice grilling them. And he was like, where you from? I mean, and listen, where you from, depending on where you are, could get you hurt. And that ain't some question that you just ask them out of towners. And so I think the guy didn't step off like he probably should have, and he caught a beat down. And so what's interesting about that particular bar is that Nip does a good job of not incriminating himself in any of his raps. But a little, you know, fisticuffs in the club, I mean, I guess you could talk about that. I love that. I love that song. Grinding All My Life is the jam. It still goes hard. Track 11, Million While You Young, featuring The Dream. The bar that he hits us with, can't be chasing pussy, switch your ways up. Can't be fucking your Lucci, gotta save up. See, you're gonna probably fail trying to play us. Streets ain't for everybody, get your grades up. It ain't about money, you just looking for a stage, huh? And all that stunting, put a bullet in your brain, huh? Stupid ass nigga, you can't fade us. Niggas like, who even raised cuz? Man, I love this song, man. This one was one of those ones that, because it's on the back half of the album, when I initially started listening to this album a couple of years ago, I didn't really pay attention to it that much. And then one day I just put it on shuffle and moved around. And once I locked in, I was like, oh my gosh, this is dope. So yeah, I love it. Track 13, Loaded Bases, featuring CeeLo. And in this song, I think he may have delivered one of the bars of the album. See, it's a couple of niggas every generation that wasn't supposed to make it out, but decoded the Matrix. And when they get to speak, it's like a coded language. Reminds niggas of their strength and the stolen greatness and all the stolen greatness. Listen, man, I tell people all the time, and I've told my homies Baylor and Uncle Dolomite, like, tell your story, you know, because that's where they came from. And to make it out and be an inspiration to others, it says a lot. And you know, I think that's one of the things that I try to relate to them, and they've done a great job of doing that on their podcast and reaching back. But yeah, that bar right there, it hits home. I mean, because not a lot of people make it from where he's from. And you know, it's still sad, you know, that in spite of all of this other stuff, you know, that he got taken from us. But love that song. Love that song. CeeLo Green from Goody Mob sings his face off. And the last track, Real Big, featuring Marsha Ambrosius from Flowetry. Trying to walk to school, get your jaw socked. Trying to pump your gas, get your car shot. Large profit margin on the long shots, because young niggas rarely make it off of our block. Yeah, man. I mean, if you've been following the podcast, you heard Baylor on here talking about how he had to make different ways to go to school, like, which is mind-boggling to me. Then we get to the bonus tracks, Double Up, featuring Belly and Dom Kennedy, and then Right Hand to God. I love both of those songs. Double Up, I think, was already out before the album came out. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I heard it before the album came out. Right Hand to God is a great send-off. He said, only focus is cheese. Now the forest is trees. Got infected with greed. Distort what you see. Excuse me. So yeah, I love this. I love this album. So now I know what you're wondering. How many mics does this album get? Four and a half mics. If you told me that this was a four mic album, I'm not going to argue. I will say I'm a bit biased, right? So I try to move my biases out of this, but I just love this album. And this album is one that really has not left my rotation. And like I said, I wanted to drop this episode on Nip's birthday. He would have been 40 today. And what's interesting was, you know, on social media, people will tend to, you know, because we all remember where we were when he was killed, right? But I like to celebrate people's birthdays. And what's interesting is Nipsey shares August 15th with my father and one of my best friends, my boy Jay Fresh, who lives in Long Beach. So, you know, I think people have a tendency to, you know, shout Nip out when March 31st comes around. You can, but I'd rather focus on the positive. And, you know, his birth meant something, because he meant something to a bunch of people. In conclusion, man, I think this album is cold, man. It captivates you and it carries you throughout this album. And like I said, I'm gonna give it four and a half mics. If you said it's a four mic album, like I said, I'm not gonna argue. If you said it's a 5-mic album, now you're pushing it. Because that song with Puff is just and here's the thing. Nip's raps is not bad. Nipsey's bars aren't bad at all. They're good. But Puffy screaming on the track like it's 1995 is just out of pocket, man. Yeah. I don't even know how he got on there. I know that he and Nipsey had some business that they did together, what have you. I don't know how. And I wish Nipsey was here. And I'm sure if I look it up, I probably can find an interview as to how that song came about. But no, Puff fucks up that song. He fucks it up for me. But Right Hand to God. Like I said, my favorite songs, probably Victory Lap, Rap Niggas, Dedication, Hustle and Motivate, Grinding All My Life, Loaded Bases. Like I said, the skips, I'm definitely skipping Young Nigga. If you said Keys to the City was a skip, that's cool too. But again, two skippable tracks, I think you could still get a 4.5 mic. If you said it was 4 mics, that's cool. But like I said, it's not a 5 mic album, and that's not any shade to him. I mentioned earlier, like, I was trying to figure out how and why this album sounded the way that it did. And I came to the conclusion that it sounds the way that it did because you heard the growth. So if you go back, which I have, if you go back to Nipsey's mixtapes, you hear a certain sound. His subject matter is a little bit different. I mean, like, when he made this album, he's obviously older. So he ain't talking about, you know, banging and all kind of stuff like that. Or hustling. But he's talking about hustling, but it's in a different context. But yeah, I mean, I think he crushes it on this album. I love it. I think Real Big is a great send-off to this album. I'm not mad at the bonus tracks. Right Hand to God sounds, like I said, like it belongs on a mixtape. But yeah, I don't think if you're between 4 and 4.5 mics, I think we're on the right track. If you say it's less than 4 mics, then I don't know what to tell you. This is a cold ass album, and it still bangs to this day. You know, I think the thing about this album is that I always say this, you know, when our stars, our entertainers pass away, when they've created an art, we can press play and bring them back to life. So I thoroughly enjoy bringing Nipsey back to life, listening to the Victory Lap album. This album doesn't get old to me. I'm sure at the end of the year, when Spotify does their, when they do their most listened to albums or whatever like that, I'm sure this is going to be in the top 5 for me. In fact, last year, I think my most listened to artist was Nipsey Hussle. I'm a huge fan. But yeah, I think ultimately, this is a great album. We feel a little cheated because obviously he's no longer here to continue to bless us with music. But I think ultimately he did what he needed to do. And I don't know, when you look at the album cover, he's laid back, hands up. And, you know, he was on this theme as far as like a marathon. Marathon continues. And he's always talking about the marathon continues. The marathon continues. And I saw this quote on Instagram the other day. It says, quote, Nipsey's phrase, the marathon continues, is more than a slogan. It's a mindset. Life will test you with delays, losses, and setbacks, and make quitting feel a whole lot easier than pushing forward. Endurance means staying committed when the excitement fades, when the crowd thins out, and when the results are slow to show what you've done. He's saying this isn't a sprint. It's a long grind where persistence matters more than speed. If you keep moving, keep learning, keep believing, no matter how heavy the weight, you'll cross the finish line. Close quote. And I think that's fitting. I think that's very fitting because that's exactly what this marathon has been. And as a fan, I've supported Marathon clothing. When I went to LA, got me a Marathon burger. And when I come back out to LA, that's the first place I'm going to get me another Marathon burger. I love what his brother Black Sam has done. You know, taking the torch and running with it. I love what his team has done with the Marathon store. I think Hustle's proud. I think he's definitely proud of what they've done and what they've accomplished and what they'll continue to do. And I'll leave you with this last quote. And this is from Nipsey Hussle. Quote, "The highest act is to inspire." Thank you for the inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do for me. Thank you for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Friday and every Monday. If you're on YouTube, check us out there. Subscribe, like, and share it with a friend who loves music as much as you do. And don't forget about the flagship station, the 12 Kyle Podcast. That's where we drop new episodes every Thursday and every Sunday. If you're on social media, hit us up, 12 Kyle, Rap Soul Podcast across the board. And if you're on YouTube, check us out there as well and subscribe there as well. Also, we have merch. We have merch. 12 Kyle Podcast merch, that is. Go to the 12 Kyle Podcast, click the merch link, and you're there. You can buy 12 Kyle Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, as well as coffee mugs. We got it for the low. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. This has been another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.
You put out so much material, but it seems like you have a lot of these great stories that you haven't really told. Def, is that things you've been saving, or also just feel like it wasn't time for you to tell these stories until now?
Yeah, you know, it was. I don't think it was time. So when you talk about things the day after they happen, you might still be angry, or you might still be
different energy.
Yeah, you know, and so you might be a little bit less objective. Whereas if a year go by, 2 years go by, you could look back on it with hindsight. And hindsight is 20/20, so you'd be able to really see clear.
But do you think that's what makes Victory Lap so special, is that you're able to tell these other stories that have kind of been in you for a long time, right?
Definitely.
To finally get, it must feel good to finally let some of these stories out.
Yeah, most definitely. And when I think about what makes Victory Lap special, it's that it's a collection of stories. It's a collection of narratives that make us being successful and business owners and tech entrepreneurs. What makes that so incredible is these stories. I wanted to make a project that hit the bullseye in terms of what hip hop is. If I don't know nothing, I know hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I used to go broke on the Source and XXL when I was a young kid and spend my last on a Pac CD and a Biggie CD, literally. And my brother would argue with me like, bro, you ain't gonna have no lunch money. You know what I mean? We don't get no allowance, bro. And I was really inspired to that degree that it didn't matter. I'll figure lunch out. I needed that new Source and I needed that new Biggie tape or that Pac tape.
Yeah.
And so if I know anything, I know hip hop. And I wanted to create a project that just reflected and represented my opinion of what dope hip hop is. And so I think that a young person from, you know, South Central LA that turned into what I turned into and what my team turned into, telling his story is very inspiring and is the selling point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Victory Lap is me telling my story and being able to say, you know, I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I made my first million legally on the books, you know what I mean? As somebody that dropped out of the 10th grade, stopped going to school at 14, you know what I mean? Been through all the institutions, the jail shit, my brother going back and forth to prison, being in street wars, just going through gang culture. You know what I mean? That's incredible that we right here in the back of the Maybach at the Waldorf Astoria with a major label debut, and I'm really proud of the story.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.